Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 언어의 이름을
Srimad
Bhagavad Gita. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chapter 4, Text 8. Paritranaya Sadhuna Vinashaya
Cha
Duskritam
Dharma
Sansthapana
Arthaya
Sambhavami
Yuge
To deliver, this is the translation, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium.
பக்தர்களை காத்து கொடியவரை அழைத்தும் தர்மத்தை நிலைநிறுத்துவதற்காகவும் யுகந்தோறும் நான் தோன்றுகின்றேன். பகவத்கீதையின்படி சாது என்றால் கிருஷ்ண உணர்வுடையவன் என்று பொருள். ஒருவன் விழிக்கு நார்த்திகனைப் போல தோன்றினால் கூட கிருஷ்ண உணர்வில் தகுதிகளை முழுக்க பூரணமாக அவன் உடையவனாக இருந்தால் அவனையே சாது என்று அறிந்து கொள்ள வேண்டும். துஷ்கிருதம் என்பது கிருஷ்ண உணர்வை அலட்சியப்படுத்துபவனை குறிக்கின்றது. இத்தகு கொடியவர் அல்லது துஷ்கிருதம் எனப்படுவோர் பௌதீக கல்வியால் மிக அழகாக அலங்கரிக்கப்பட்ட அறிஞராய் இருப்பினும் கூட மனித குலத்தின் கீழ்நிலை பெற்றோரையும் அறிவற்ற மூடனாயுமே வர்ணிக்கப்படுகின்றனர். அதே சமயம் கல்வி அறிவும் பண்பாடும் சிறிது மற்றவனாயினும் கூட ஒருவன் முழுக்க முழுக்க கிருஷ்ண உணர்வில் செயலாற்றுவானே ஆயின் அவன் சாதுவாக ஏற்கப்படுவான். நாத்திகரை பொறுத்தவரை கம்சனையோ ராவணனையோ அழிப்பதற்காக தோன்றியது போல பகவான் தனது சுயநிலையில் தோன்ற வேண்டிய அவசியமே இல்லை. அசுரர்களை அழிக்கும் திறன் வாய்ந்த பிரதிநிதிகள் பலர் அவரிடம் உள்ளனர். ஆனால் கொடியோரால் துன்புறுத்தப்படும் அவரது தூய பக்தர்களின் மகிழ்ச்சிக்காகவே பகவான் பூமியில் தோன்றுகின்றார். தனது சொந்த உறவினராயினும் கூட அசுரன் பக்தனுக்கு துயர் தருகிறான். பிரகலாத மகாராஜா இரண்யகசிபுவின் மகனாயிருந்தும் கூட தந்தையால் துன்புறுத்தப்பட்டார். ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணரின் தாயான தேவகியும் அவளது கணவன் வசுதேவரும் அவர்களுக்கு மகனாக இறைவன் பிறக்கப் போகிறார் என்பதால் அவளது அண்ணனான கம்சனால் சிறையிடப்பட்டனர். எனவே கம்சனை கொள்வதற்காக என்பதை விட தேவகியை காக்கவே ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணர் தோன்றினார். இவை இரண்டும் ஒன்றாக செயலாற்றப்பட்டன. எனவேதான் பக்தரை காத்து தீயவரை அளிப்பதற்காக யுகந்தோறும் பகவான் அவதரிப்பதாக இங்கே கூறப்படுகிறது. கிருஷ்ணதாஸ் கவிராஜரின் சைத்தன்ய சரிதாமிரதத்தில் பின்வரும் வரிகள் இந்த அவதார தத்துவங்களை சுருங்க கூறுகின்றன. சிருஷ்டி ஹேத்து ஏஹி மூர்த்தி பிரபஞ்சே அவதாரே சேஹி ஈஸ்வர மூர்த்தி அவதார நாமதரே மாயா தீத பிரபியோமே ஸ்வார அவஸ்தான விஸ்வே அவதாரி ரே தரே அவதார நாம. கடவுளின் சாம்ராஜ்யத்திலிருந்து தெய்வ அவதாரங்கள் பௌதீக உலகில் தோன்றுகின்றனர். இவ்வாறாக இறங்கி வரும் ஒவ்வொரு குறிப்பிட்ட இறை உருவும் அவதாரம் என்று அழைக்கப்படுகின்றனர். ஆன்மீக உலகில் நிரந்தரமாக இந்த அவதாரங்கள் நிலை பெற்றிருக்கின்றனர். பௌதீக படைப்பிற்குள் வந்து தோன்றும் போது அவர்கள் அவதாரம் என்று பெயர் பெறுகின்றனர். பலவிதமான அவதாரங்கள் இருக்கின்றன. புருஷ அவதாரங்கள், குண அவதாரங்கள், லீலா அவதாரங்கள், சக்தியாவேச அவதாரங்கள், மன்வந்தர் அவதாரங்கள் மற்றும் யுவ அவதாரங்கள் அகிலமெங்கும் குறிப்பிட்ட நேரங்களில் தோன்றுகின்றனர். ஆயினும் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணரே எல்லா அவதாரங்களின் மூலமான ஆதி புருஷராவார். அவரை அவரது பிருந்தாவன லீலைகளில் காண ஆவல் கொண்ட தூய பக்தர்களின் ஏக்கத்தை தீர்ப்பதற்கான முக்கிய நோக்கத்துடனேயே பகவான் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணர் தோன்றுகிறார். எனவே கிருஷ்ணரின் அவதாரத்திற்கு முக்கிய காரணம் களங்கமற்ற பக்தரை திருப்தி செய்வதேயாகும். ஒவ்வொரு யுகத்திலும் அவதரிப்பதாக கூறுகிறார் பகவான். கலியுகத்திலும் அவர் அவதரிக்கிறார் என்பதை இது காட்டுகிறது. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதத்தில் கூறியுள்ளபடி சங்கீர்த்தன இயக்கத்தால் பகவானை வந்தனை செய்யும் முறையை நிகழ்த்தி பாரதம் முழுவதும் இறை உணர்வை பிரச்சாரம் செய்த ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபுவே இக்கலியுகத்தின் அவதாரமாவார். நகருக்கு நகர், கிராமத்திற்கு கிராமம் இந்த சங்கீர்த்தன வழிபாட்டு பண்பாடு பரவும் என்று அவர் முன்கூறியுள்ளார். உபனிஷதங்கள், மகாபாரதம், பாகவதம் போன்ற வேத நூல்களின் மறை பகுதிகளில் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணரின் அவதாரமாக ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு மறைமுகமாக விவரிக்கப்படுகிறார். ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண பக்தர்கள் சைத்தன்யரின் சங்கீர்த்தன இயக்கத்தால் மிகவும் கவரப்படுகின்றனர். இறைவனின் இந்த அவதாரம் தீயவரை அழிப்பதற்கு பதிலாக கடவுளின் அகாரணமான கருணையால் அவர்களை மாற்றி விடுவிக்கின்றார்.
Here Lord Krishna states that he comes in every age to re-establish dharma. This material world is basically a place of adharma. Dharma means the inherent nature, swabhav. The swabhav of the jiva is to serve Krishna. Jiva Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. When the jiva turns away from Krishna, then he comes to the world of adharma. Krishna bahimokhoya bhogavan chakkare nikatasta mayatare japati abhare. As soon as the jiva turns away from Krishna and desires to enjoy separately from Krishna, he is captured by maya. So this is the world of maya. This is the world where everyone is thinking how to be separate from Krishna. Separate from Krishna, coming in terms of. In this world, there is this system of dharma. What is generally known as dharma in this world doesn't clearly match with the swabhava of the jiva, the dharma of the jiva. What is called dharma in this world is a process to bring the conditioned, envious jiva to his proper position of serving Krishna. There are many rules of dharma. This is technically known as sadharan dharma, or ordinary dharma, as compared to jiva dharma, or the real dharma of the jiva. So sadharan dharma, or the ordinary dharma in this world, is for persons who identify themselves with the body instead of identifying themselves with Krishna. Therefore we find in sadharan dharma very important rules, such as that one should respect one's parents. Sadharan, not sadharan, sadharana. In the scriptures meant for persons who are in illusion, there are such statements that the mother is the most important of all gurus. Param guru is mother. So such injunctions are good to help people to rise above the platform of dogs and cats. Because the dogs and cats, they don't feel any sense of duty to their mother and father. So for preserving order in human society, some rules are required, and the sense of duty is required. But this is not the ultimate purpose of life, to lead a very religious life, supposedly religious life in this world, without knowing Krishna. By following the rules of dharma, one becomes pious. By acquiring piety, one may go to the heavenly planets. But by such ordinary punya karma, or piety, one can never attain the actual dharma, or the actual purpose of life, which is love of Krishna. Janma Koti Sukritaya na labhyate. Love of Krishna, even in millions of births of being a very religious person, love of Krishna is not attained by such a process.
Krishna premiyeva.
So when Krishna says that he establishes dharma here, what does this mean?
Apo.
Well, there are various stages of dharma,
but
beginning from respecting one's father and mother, and ultimately understanding that Pita amasya jagato mata dhati pitamaha, that Krishna is the mother and father and the everything. That material relationships are simply temporary. Therefore, the real father and mother is who gives Krishna consciousness. So Krishna, he comes to teach which dharma? Krishna comes to teach that dharma which is for the ultimate benefit of the jiva. Sadharan dharma is to be followed just to prepare the person to hear the message of Krishna of what is actual dharma. Persons who are extremely sinful, they very much dislike even this ordinary dharma, what to speak of the param dharma or jaiva dharma. Persons like Kamsa, Ravana, Jarasandha, they are against even ordinary principles of dharma. Now we see that Ravana, actually he was very learned in Shastra, son of a great rishi. And his son Indrajit was expert in performing yajnas. But Ravana didn't actually care for dharma because when it was convenient for him, he broke the rules of dharma. So even though the demons may perform some yajna with the idea of getting some power to enjoy this material world, but when it came to the matter of kidnapping people's wives, and he didn't care for breaking those rules. Now Jarasandha was considered in many ways a very pious king. Followed the rules of the Vedic injunctions. He was known to be very charitable to Brahmins, which is one of the most important duties of the Kshatriya. Not Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita. Dhanam.
Dhanam
Ishvara Bhavastra. Kshatra Kama Svabhavaja. One of the qualities of the Kshatriya, giving in charity, that particularly means to Brahmins. So, when Krishna came with Bhima and Arjuna, they wanted to fight Krishna, so they came disguised as brahmanas, asking for charity. Generally it's understood, if a brahmana appears in a king's court, it means he's coming, he wants some charity. So Jarasandha looked and he thought, they don't look like brahmanas, they look more like kshatriyas. And even on there, you can see they have on there the mark from carrying the bow and quiver on their bodies. And even they speak in very deep voices, like commanding voices, like a kshatriya. But he thought, anyway, they come as brahmanas, so if they want, I'll give my whole kingdom. I think I've seen them somewhere before. So he said, what would you like? And Krishna said, actually we're not brahmanas. This is Bhima, this is Arjuna, and I'm your old enemy, Krishna. And actually we'd like to kill you, so we'd like a fight. Now Jarasandha, maybe you don't know, you've heard of Ravana and Kamsa, but Jarasandha doesn't come on TV so much.
Not
such a big star. If you don't know who Jarasandha is, you should read Krishna book. All that you see, Bhagavad Gita instruction, how are we to understand that, practically described in Krishna Leela. So Jarasandha was very pious in many ways, but he was Vishnu Dveshi. He was against Vishnu, he was against Krishna. He worshipped Shalagram Shiva, which is Vishnu, but his attitude was one of envy to Krishna. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? But there are many examples even today of people who superficially worship Krishna, but actually they're demons, because they have demoniac ideas about Krishna. And very many strange ideas, that we're worshipping Krishna and ultimately we'll become Krishna, or I'm benefiting Krishna by offering. My bhakti is going to him and he's benefiting, or something like that. So many strange ideas. So Krishna comes to establish what is actual dharma. Both sadharan dharma which is necessary in human society to regulate it, and the actual dharma, surrendering to Krishna. But we should know that without surrendering to Krishna, that everything else which is going on in the name of dharma, it is not actually dharma in the true sense of the term. So Krishna comes to this world, sambhavami yuga yuga, in every age. That is his kindness. There are six kinds of avatars. Here they are mentioned. Purusha avatar, that means Karadaksha Vishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu, Kshiradaksha Vishnu. Maybe you don't know what these terms refer to. If you don't know, then you should know. People learn so many useless things. We spend our whole life learning all kinds of useless information. And we become proud of it. Proudly declare, I am MSc. I've got my head filled with a master's degree of rubbish. No, I'm not simply a bachelor of rubbish, I'm a master of rubbish. I say, no, that's good. Then you can get a good job. Yes, you can get a very good job. And in your next life, you'll be a rat crawling around in the rubbish. You say, well, it's not practical, you see, you have to be practical. There is a very practical discussion, how to get out of this stinking material world. There is, in India, up to today, the class known as scavengers. In English, they call scavengers. I mean, the people who go and pick up the garbage. No, not the toilet cleaner. They go to the garbage and they chase the dogs and the cows away and they take out whatever there is. In Indian English, they call it scavengers. So, and then there's people saying, well, this is inhuman and there should be some reform, it shouldn't be allowed. So the people who are there say, no, we're getting, nice garbage. You fill a sack full of garbage and you get 10 rupees and you can buy a packet of biddies and matches. So that is our position. We're all scavengers in the garbage of this material world. And we're thinking, well, this is practical and normal to live in this place. Scavenger looking in the garbage, he may say, oh, I found someone threw out a broken clock. That's great. I can take it and get 20 rupees for it. Clock, or whatever. He'll be excited. Oh, something really good I found in the garden. Just clean off all the stinking rotten vegetables and so like that. I got my MSc.
Either made it up.
Or I got a new house. I only have to spend 30 years paying off the mortgage. And after that, I can retire and die in it. So we're thinking, this is wonderful. But actually, we're just worms in the garbage. So Krishna teaches us what is our actual dharma. We're not meant to crawl around in the garbage of this material world. We're supposed to dance with Krishna. Krishna is living very happily. We can't even imagine what is that happiness. As long as we're thinking that happiness means to get some rotten vegetables in the garbage of this material world, we cannot understand what is the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Bhakti mukti spriha yavat pisachi ena vartate tasmat bhakti sukhasyatra katama bhudeyo bhavet. As long as we are we have desires for material enjoyment or even renouncing this material world, then tavat bhakti the actual happiness of Krishna consciousness that cannot arise. So Krishna comes to teach us that we are meant to be with Him. Krishna comes to show us His lila, His pastimes, so that we may be attracted to His pastimes and take up the process required to enter into that lila. Particularly in this Kali Yuga, Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and He's given us a process that from the very beginning links us up with the happiness of the spiritual world. But we are very unfortunate that Yurdaivam Idrishami Hajani Nanuradaha. We have no taste for the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the process of chanting His names. This is the Yuga Dharma, the Dharma for the sage. Actual dharma is only one, serving Krishna. But different processes are given in different yugas suitable to the mentality of the people. However, Naam Kirtan is not simply the Yuga Dharma, that is the Sanatana Dharma, that is the eternal function of the soul to glorify Krishna. Kriteya Dhyayatam Vishnu. In Satya Yuga, Dhyana was the Yuga Dharma. But that is not the actual function of the soul, to sit in meditation, nor performing elaborate sacrifices, nor even deity worship. But intrinsic to every liberated soul in the spiritual world is the activity of glorifying Krishna by chanting His holy names. Wow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given this process of chanting His holy names. So it is necessary that we understand who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. We should not think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Bengali saint. We always want to judge everything in terms of our material experience. In the Western countries, they sometimes say that, why do you want to worship an Indian god? If I thought Krishna was an Indian god, I would certainly never have come to this. If we think that God can be Indian at all, that means we have no idea what God means. God means who is the proprietor of everything, including India and everything outside of India also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a Bengali saint. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is present in everyone's heart. Yad, what is that? Yad Brahma Upanishadi Api Sitanubha Ya Atmantarama. And what is that? How is that verse called? Purusha. That's stated by Sri Damodara Goswami. He is the Antaryami, super soul in everyone's heart. And he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of six opulences. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And if we say Krishna, we think, we saw the TV serial Krishna. We cannot understand who is Krishna from the TV serial. We can understand Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, as it is explained by His devotees. Generally people think, yes, Krishna, I know Krishna, I know about Krishna. But unless we've heard from devotees who have actually realized Krishna, then we cannot realize Krishna. Material concept of Krishna. Krishna was a great philosopher, mystic. Krishna is one of the gods.
Krishna.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyadananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the supreme controller. He appears in this world, but His body is not made of flesh and blood like ours. His form is Satyadananda, eternal, full of blessedness. He is Anadi, without beginning, and Adi, the beginning of everything. Sometimes people say, well, if you believe in God, then who created God? People think this is a very intelligent question. Actually, it's a very foolish question. Because if you designate anyone as God, but then you say He has a creator, then He's not God. Because who creates is in a superior position. So if we are to accept that there is supreme entity, then that means that He is self-manifest, He is self-sufficient, that He is not created by anyone or coming from anything. He is in Himself the Param Tattva, or the Supreme Principle. So He is undoubtedly very great, but He is also Govinda, the not simply great, but very loving and pleasing also. Govinda means who gives pleasure to the senses. This doesn't mean that we should pray to Govinda for satisfying our senses. But rather, if we try to satisfy the senses of Krishna, then we will find that all our senses are filled with the highest transcendental pleasure of appreciation of Krishna. So there is so much to be understood so that we can properly understand, so much to learn so that we can properly understand Krishna. Just 2 days ago, the devotees staying here, many have come from different places, to study who is Krishna. the Bhakti Shastri course has begun, which will run for 3 months. Sankirtan Prabhu, who is from Switzerland, has come to teach this to the devotees here, and devotees have come from different parts of India and even from Croatia and Norway to join this course. So they're so much anxious to understand who is Krishna. Krishna can be understood through study of Shastra, Bhakti Shastra. So these devotees will be taking 3 classes a day for 3 months. Now some people, they study Shastra for many, many years, but they don't understand Krishna. Dharma, this is our line, just like some of you may be an engineer, so you're in the engineering line. So if you're an engineer, in the course of your life, you'll meet various engineers. So in this line that we're in, we meet different kinds of sadhus and pundits. So in the course of my career, I've met quite a few sadhus and pundits who are very learned in Shastra, but don't believe in God at all. They will protest, no, there's no God. Very learned in Shastra, but rascal number one. So this study is Bhakti Shastra. So that we can serve you better, you wish to study the Shastra more deeply. You also please study in your homes. Srila Prabhupada wrote so many books, just so that the people of the world can understand what is Dharma. Dharma means to understand Krishna. In 1977, there was a big court case against our Hare Krishna movement in America. They were accusing our devotees of brainwashing. Is there any word for brainwashing in Tamil? You learned that. Last time I had to, you didn't know what to say. Now you learned the word. Now you're brainwashed. So some, you see that they're nice young American boys and girls, and then all of a sudden they become crazy. They start chanting Hare Krishna all the time. So some people are saying Hare Krishna people are very bad, yeah. And other people are saying no, Hare Krishna people are very good. So Prabhupada said you should go in the court with all our books and tell all the judges and all the lawyers, you have to read all the books. Then you said, how can you judge our movement unless you know what it is? And what we're teaching. If you want to know, you have to read the books. Anyway, without reading the books, the judge said, yes, Hare Krishna is very good. But actually, Prabhupada was very enthusiastic. He said, let's make this court case go on for 14 years, 15 years. You can be in the paper all the time discussing our philosophy in the newspaper. The point here is that Prabhupada wrote these books to help us to understand Krishna. Of course, we have to chant Hare Krishna also. It's not simply an academic process. We have to serve devotees, associate with devotees. But understanding this transcendental knowledge as given in these Bhakti Shastras, that is essential to understand Krishna. Krishna comes to uplift the devotees, paritranaya sadhuna, to destroy the demons, vinashayata dushkritam, and dharma sansthapana. He comes to establish the principles of religion. And how does he do that? By speaking Bhagavad Gita, by imparting this knowledge to his devotees, so that we can understand what is dharma, what is adharma, who is Krishna and what is Krishnetara? Krishnetara means everything conceived of as not being Krishna. That is Maya. So, you see these devotees have taken very seriously the studies of these Bhakti Shastra. And we request all of you to be very serious about understanding Bhakti Shastra. You please fill up your homes with these books. Generally, nowadays when I go on people's homes, I see these huge TVs. They're about 5 times bigger than the TVs we used to have when we were kids. This is not auspicious. Better fill up your home with these books. People will think you're crazy. That is the misfortune of the modern age. That in your home, if you have shown 24 hours all violence and lust and all horrible things, people think that's normal. But if one studies Shastra for the sake of actual upliftment, then people think there's something unusual. Students, they study so hard, they're all nights of studying. They're thinking, I have to, for my future, I have to do. But what is this future? We are only here for a short time. Work hard, get a job, get a good position, and then we die. It's all over in a few days. The more intelligence is to study Bhakti Shastra for an eternal future benefit. So you please fill up your homes with these books and read them. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. There's no book in the universe to compare to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Really?
This Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Such valuable literatures. In this material world, we are experiencing the jara ras, or the mundane ras. One worm in stool is friends with another worm in stool. This is jara ras. What is the Vishuddha ras, that which is free from any kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, free from anything but the pure love of Krishna, this rasa? The world should know about this. We should know all these things. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is Krishna? Who is Prabhupada? We should know these things and make our life successful. Krishna comes to teach us Bhagavad Gita. He comes again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to chant, dance, and be happy in Krishna consciousness on the basis of the principles of Bhagavad Gita. As his devotees, Prabhupada is also Shaktyavish Avatar, non-different from Krishna in the sense that he is carrying the message of Krishna. So please study these books, associate with the devotees, and by the process of bhakti, understand what is the bhakti shastra. Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajesha Tanyastadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Rajavatu Vargena Yakaupita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Premapumarto Maham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matanidam Tatradhyo Napraha. These are the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is to be worshipped. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan.
Anitta Aravanegalukkum Uriyavarana and the Mulumudar Kadavul.
That the best process of worship of Krishna is that which has given by the gopis of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless evidence.
Sandra. Appadukatta oru sandra.
Actually, you see, I'm translating it from, there's no real word in English. The word is given evidence. But actually, if the word comes in Tamil, praman, that's the best word.
Pramana maga. Sandra chudra.
See, let's translate to English and then again to something, it becomes something like a court case or something like this. Pramana mamalam. Premapu marto mahan. And the real necessity of human life is to develop Krishna Prem, love of Krishna. So these are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should accept these and no other. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question about this?
Yeah,
here are the books. Here are some of my books. Who doesn't have Bhagavad Gita as it is in their home? Inspire those open. Who doesn't have, please? Those who don't have, you should please have. It's required for the purification of your life. So this Bhagavad Gita Unmai Urubil is available at the back. Here it is. Please take, we have it here in English also.
English,
Hindi maybe. It's Hindi maybe, Milky Bhagavad Gita, Yatharu. And there are many other books. Krishna Leela, if you don't know who Jarasandha is, you can learn by reading Krishna Leela. How he was killed by Krishna in the form of Bhimsa. Where is that Krishna book? It's such a big book. All the Leelas of Krishna. You should know all these. I've also written some books. Here's Premavataram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you don't know who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, then you can... How to Practice Bhakti Yoga at Home. Here's a book. So please take these books and improve your life. We're inviting you to come here and hear about Krishna and in this way improve your life. When we say improve your life, we don't mean that you'll get some cure for asthma or something like this. We're not saying that by coming here you'll get more peace of mind so that you can go on better with your material life. We're saying you will improve your life by having no more death. No more death by understanding Krishna. He is Krishna Bhagavan. Purna Purushottam Parameshwara. Krishna. Anyway, we have it in Tamil also. So please try to understand Krishna. All these books are for understanding Krishna. Alright, any question? No question means everyone's fully convinced.
அப்ப எல்லாமே நீங்க வந்து கன்வின்ஸ் ஆயிட்டீங்க அப்படியெல்லாம் அர்த்தம் எந்த கேள்வியும் இல்லைன்னா
I was fully convinced or you didn't understand anything I said.
ஒன்னா எல்லாத்தையும் புரிஞ்சுக்கிட்டு இல்லை ஒண்ணுமே புரியாம உட்கார்ந்து
or you think that what I said is so ridiculous that it's not even worth asking about. All right, we have a question. Yes, please. ஜட உலகில்
கிருஷ்ண உணர்வின் செயலாற்றும் வழிமுறைகள்
How to act in Krishna consciousness in material world?
Yes, that is a very important question.
முக்கியமான ஒரு கேள்வி இது.
In this class I've been talking about how we should serve, how the need to remember Krishna and serve Krishna.
கிருஷ்ணரை நாம் நினைவில் வைத்துக் கொள்வதற்கும் அவருக்கு சேவகம் செய்வதற்குண்டான அத்தியாவசிய தேவை என்பது என்ன என்பது குறித்து நான் இன்று பேசினேன்.
The next question is how to do so.
அடுத்த கேள்வியானது எப்படி நான் இதை செய்வது என்பது.
I'm not going to go into detail because it's a very big topic.
இது மிகப்பெரிய விளக்கத்தை கொடுக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு விஷயமாக இருப்பதால் ரொம்ப ஆழமா போக போறது
But there is a whole process given in Shastra and by the Acharyas how to remember Krishna while living in this material world.
இந்த ஜட உலகில் வாழ்ந்து கொண்டிருக்கும் நிலையிலேயே கிருஷ்ணரை நாம் நினைவிலேயே வைத்துக் கொண்டிருப்பது எப்படி என்பதற்குண்டான விளக்கங்கள் சாஸ்திரங்களிலும் ஆச்சாரியர்களாலும் நமக்கு வகுத்து
கொடுக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றன
இதுவே சாதன பக்தி என்று சொல்லப்படுவது
So that is outlined in this book, Bhakti Yoga. This is a practical guide to Krishna, how to practice Krishna consciousness.
கிருஷ்ண உணர்வை எப்படி வழிமுறைப்படுத்துவது என்பதற்கு செயல் ரீதியான ஒரு கையேடு தான் இப்பொழுது நான் நீங்கள் மகராஜ் கையில் பார்த்து கொடுத்தோம்
And many more details are given in this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Do we have that in Tamil? Many more details are given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhuvil இன்னும் அதிகமான விளக்கங்கள் எல்லாம் கொடுக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றன
And you also please, of course, not just by reading books, you have to come and associate with the devotees who will teach you how to practice Krishna consciousness.
புஸ்தகத்தை படிச்சிட்டு மட்டுமல்ல பக்தர்களுடன் நீங்கள் வந்து சகவாசத்தை வளர்த்துக் கொள்ள வேண்டும் அப்ப அந்த போதனைகள் எல்லாம் அவ்வப்போது உங்களுக்கு எடுத்து வைத்துக் கொண்டே இருப்பார்கள் அவர்கள்
Are you coming here for the first time?
இப்ப இங்க மதுரையிலே இப்பதான் வந்திருக்கீங்களா?
Fourth time. All right. There are many householder devotees like yourself who are practicing Krishna consciousness while going on with their family lives.
உங்களை மாதிரியே குடும்பஸ்தர்கள் பலர் இங்கு இருந்து கொண்டிருக்கிறார்கள் குடும்ப வாழ்வில் வாழ்ந்து கொண்டு கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பயிற்சி செய்து கொண்டிருப்பவர்கள்
லைக் விதுரதாஸ்
என்ன சொல்றாரு மகாராஜ்
ஹீஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹஸ் ஹிஸ் ஃபேமிலி
எனக்கு குடும்பம் இருக்கு
வி ஹேவ் குமார் மிஸ்டர் சின்னா
குமார் பிரபு சின்னா பிரபு அவர்கள்
ஸ்ரீநாராயணன்
ஸ்ரீநாராயணன் பிரபு அவர்கள்
Anyway, there he is. So there are many. You can speak with them also.
அவர்களெல்லாம் நீங்கள் அளவலாம்.
And come more and more associated with the devotees, and gradually you can learn this process.
அதிகமாக பக்தர்களுடன் உங்களுடைய சகவாசத்தை வளர்க்க நீங்க வழிமுறையை நீங்க வந்து தேர்ந்தெடுக்கிறீர்கள்.
Chanting is essential. Chanting the names of Krishna.
Javam. Krishna-udaiya peyarai javam seivathu miga athyavasiyam.
So, maybe Srinarayan, you would like to speak with him?
Srinarayan Prabhu, Murudeswara.
Afterwards you can speak. Is that alright?
ஸ்ரீநாராயண பிரபு கூட பேசலாம்.
In Vaikuntha, the Lord is...
Yes, say in Tamil.
Vaikunthatla Bhagavan, Ramba Mariyadayoda Bhagavan Ellam Varibarranga. So, andharatla, namak Vaikunthatla Bhagavan ka Archa Vigra Varibar, Archa Pani Varibarranga. Illa, anga Archana Varibar Kuraibar ka illa, illa vay illa.
I... If you have listened very carefully, you would have heard that I had said that I didn't say that there was no archan in the spiritual world. I said there was no dhyanam. I didn't say there was no archan.
நல்ல ஜாக்கிரதையா கேட்டிருந்தீங்கன்னா அர்ச்சனை அர்ச்சகம் இல்லை அந்த உலகத்தில் என்று நான் சொல்லவில்லை.
Then all the liberated souls in the spiritual world chant nam kirtan, but all do not engage in archan. I didn't say that, but I also didn't say that archan is not there.
அர்ச்சகம் இல்லைன்னு நான் சொல்லல. அதே நேரம் அங்க இருக்கிறவங்க எல்லாரும் ஜபத்துல உச்சாரணத்துல ஈடுபட்டு இருக்கிறாங்க, சிலர் அர்ச்சகத்திலும் ஈடுபட்டு இருக்கிறார்கள்.
One thing about archan is that it is a process which is done at some times and not at others.
அர்ச்சகம் என்பது சில நேரத்தில் அந்த வழிமுறையை கடைபிடிப்போம், சில நேரத்தில் இல்லாத நிலையில் இருப்போம்.
அர்ச்சகம் பண்ணிட்டு
இருப்பாங்க, மறுபடியும் வெளியில வந்து வேற என்ன
ஒன்னு செய்வாங்க. அர்ச்சகம்
என்பது தினசரி வழிமுறை, ஆனா கீர்த்தனம் என்பது கணத்திற்கு கணம் நாம் செய்து கொண்டே இருக்க வேண்டிய வழிமுறை.
Therefore, kirtan is more intrinsic to the nature of the soul than archan.
அதனால அர்ச்சகத்தை விட கூட கீர்த்தனம் என்பது இன்னும் இந்த ஆத்மாவிற்கு இன்னும் ஒரு உட்கருத்தை கொடுக்கக்கூடியது.
Archan is dependent on kirtan. Without chanting the names of Krishna, archan cannot be performed.
கிருஷ்ணரின் நாமத்தை உச்சாரணம் செய்யாமல் அர்ச்சகத்தை நாம் நிறைவேற்றிவிட முடியாது.
But kirtan does not depend upon archan.
ஆனால் அர்ச்சகத்தை சார்ந்து கீர்த்தனம் இல்லை.
கோலோக் there may be also archan.
கோலோகத்திலும் அர்ச்சகம் இருக்கலாம்.
Another question there.
Kirtan includes smaran as well as hearing. Remembering and hearing both.
Does kirtan include smaran?
Kirtanam pandrom illaya adu vandu smaranathaiyum ninaivaiyum adu ulladakkugiradha endru kelvi.
Yes, smaran comes from kirtan.
Kirtanil irundhu andha ninaivum varadhan seigiradhu.
Kirtan prabhave smaran swabhave. Smaran is the natural result of kirtan.
நினைவில் பகவானை கொள்வது என்பது அந்த இயற்கையான ரிசல்ட் ஆகிறது. இந்த
ஸ்மரன்
என்றால் தொடர்ந்து நினைவில் வைத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கும் நிலை.
See, in English, remembrance can mean just remembering and then forgetting again 1 second later.
இப்ப இங்கிலீஷ் கூட சொன்னீங்கன்னா ஞாபகம் வச்சுக்கிறதுன்னா கொஞ்சம் ஞாபகம் வச்சுக்கிறது உடனே மறந்துடுறதுங்கிறது.
Again, there's no real word for smaran in English. It's something like contemplation, but it also means constant. There's smaran in sadhana and there's smaran in siddhi. So smaran in sadhana means when we're deliberately contemplating it and trying to remember the Lord. Smaran in siddhi means that automatically thought of the Lord is there.
சாதனத்தில் ஸ்மரம் என்பது நாம் முயற்சி செய்து அவரை ஞாபகத்தில் வைத்துக் கொள்வதற்குண்டான நிலையை ஏற்படுத்துவது. சித்தியில் ஸ்மரம் என்பது தொடர்ந்து அவருடைய ஞாபகத்திலேயே நாம் இருந்து கொண்டிருப்பது.
So from kirtan, then the result of performing kirtan is that that steady remembrance of the Lord will result.
கீர்த்தனம் செய்யறதுனால கிடைக்கிற பலன் என்னன்னா தொடர்ந்து அந்த ஞாபகத்தை அவரை பற்றி ஞாபகத்தை வச்சுக்கிட்டே இருக்கிற நிலை ஏற்படுகிறது.
Is dhyan the same as smaran?
தியானமோ ஸ்மரணம்னு சொல்ற நினைவிலேயே வைத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கிறது ஒன்றா என்பது கேள்வி.
Dhyan in bhakti is meant for producing smaran. But not exactly, it's in this case then dhyan is the sadhana and the sadhya or the goal of that sadhana is smaran. But anyway, everything comes from kirtan.
இந்த இடத்துல தியானங்கிறது நினைவில் வைத்துக் கொள்வதற்காக நாம் செய்யும் ஒரு வழிமுறை. அப்ப நம்ம எப்பவுமே அவரை ஞாபகத்திலேயே வச்சிட்டு இருக்கணுங்கிறது முக்கியம்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.